أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا يزال بنيانهم الذي بنوا ريبة في قلوبهم إلا أن تقطع قلوبهم والله عليم حكيم. إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة يقاتلون في سبيل الله فيقتلون ويقتلون وعدا عليه حقا في التوراة والإنجيل والقرآن ومن أوفى بعهده من الله فاستبشروا ببيعكم الذي بايعتم به وذلك هو الفوز العظيم. التائبون العابدون الحامدون السائحون الراكعون الساجدون الآمرون بالمعروف والناهون عن المنكر والحافظون لحدود الله وبشر المؤمنين. ما كان للنبي والذين آمنوا أن يستغفروا للمشركين ولو كانوا أولي قربى من بعد ما تبين لهم أنهم أصحاب الجحيم. وما كان استغفار إبراهيم لأبيه إلا عن موعدة وعدها إياه فلما تبين له أنه عدو لله تبرأ منه. إن إبراهيم لأواه حليم. Foundation these munafiqeen have put up will always be a cause of doubt and suspicion in their hearts, unless their hearts are cut up into pieces, and Allah Ta'ala is all-knowing and full of wisdom. The heart is the seed of faith, the seed of all hopes, and the munafiqeen were sure that of what they have done. They knew that they have put up the structure just as a base for the preparation against Islam and against Medina Munawwara. And this plotting of theirs has already surfaced, it's already been discovered and confirmed that they were plotting against Islam and against the Muslims. So now this becomes a constant horror and a nightmare for them. This is what we have been planning and what we have been plotting against. So their hearts are in a state of constant instability, constant fear and constant doubts and suspicions. The Quran has likened it like a person putting up his foundation on the edge of a falling cliff. Imagine a cliff that has been undermined, washed from underneath, and someone puts up a foundation on such a cliff that is right at the edge, undermined, falling. So what's going to happen? It's just going to fall into ruins and pieces. So this is the whole idea, the whole plan is all broken down into pieces and a means of embarrassment, shame and insecurity for them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Ta'ala has purchased from the believers their selves and their properties. For theirs in return is Jannah. And they fight in the cause of Allah Ta'ala. They slay and they are slain. This is a promise that is binding upon, but this is a promise that is binding upon him, contained in the Torah, the Injil, and the Quran. And who can be more truthful And who can be more faithful in his covenant than Allah? Then rejoice at the bargain that you have concluded, and this is a supreme achievement. The description of these believers are as follows. They turn in repentance, serve Allah Ta'ala, worship Him, praise Him, fast or go out in the cause of Allah Ta'ala, either for learning or for propagating deen. Bowing down and prostrating before Allah Ta'ala, enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, and guarding the laws and the limits of Allah, and give good news to the believers. Muslims and the believers were always under attack, being harassed and persecuted, hunted down only for their Islam. In the meanwhile, the people of Medina Munawwara would come to Makkah Mukarramah at the time of Hajj. And Rasulullah ﷺ had spoken to them about Islam, and they had already started accepting Islam. In the 11th year of the Nubuwwat, these people met up with Nabi ﷺ at the Aqaba, at Mina, around Isha or after Isha. They had accepted Islam, and they had pledged at the Mubarak hands of Nabi ﷺ on the Kalima, striving in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and that they will guard Nabi ﷺ, protect him as they will protect their own families and properties. Then on the 12th year of the Nubuwwat, 12 people had accepted Islam. And then in the 13th year of Nubuwwat, then approximately 70 men and women had accepted Islam. And Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu had asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, say exactly what you want from us and what is in return for us. Rasulullah SAW explained, you worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you guard me and protect me, take care of me like how you take care of your wealth and your families and your children. And in return for all this is Jannah. So they said, la naqeel wa la nastaqeel. This is such a bargain that we will never cancel, never will we request that this bargain must be ever be cancelled. Allah Ta'ala speaks about them, يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, that how they work, selfless they are. They have given themselves, their wealth, their properties, everything in the cause of Allah Ta'ala. This were the Sahaba Kiram, and imagine, just draw the comparison. They are the ones that given their wealth, their children, everything for Islam. And for us, just to leave out a little bit of wrong dealings, interest, any other wrong dealings becomes such a big problem. How will we conduct our lives? And then look at the Sahaba Kiram. They are prepared to give all their wealth away, all their children, everything just for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if it is to give away their lives, they will not hesitate doing so. So who can be better of this ummah, who can be the best of this ummah, anybody other than them? Then their description, always repenting, serving Allah Ta'ala, praising, fasting or going out in His path, bowing down, prostrating, enjoying the good, forbidding the evil, and guarding the limits and the plan and the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Ma kana lin nabiyyi wal ladina amanu. It is not at all right for the Nabi and for the believers to pray for forgiveness for the mushriks, even though they may be their own relatives. After it has become clear to them that these people are Jahannamis, those that have died unrepentant, they died steeped in kufr and disbelief, then it is not permissible that you make dua and maghfirat for them. For the doors of maghfirat have already been sealed for kafirs and mushriks, those that die in disbelief. But however, this question may linger in the mind, what about Ibrahim a.s. making dua and maghfirat for his father? So as for the dua and maghfirat and the prayer of repentance that Ibrahim a.s. made for his father, this was on account of a promise that he had made for him. But when it became clear to him that his father is an enemy to Allah Ta'ala, Ibrahim al-Islam immediately broke away and dissociated from him. Ibrahim al-Islam was very soft-hearted and forbearing. And Allah Ta'ala never declares a people to be misguided after He has guided them, until He makes clear to them those areas that they should abstain from. So if someone did this and he made dua and maghfirat, but it was not yet clear to him that this is forbidden, then He will not declare such a people, Allah Ta'ala will not declare such a people to be misguided. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. For Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of all things. To Allah Ta'ala alone belongs the kingdoms of the heavens and the earth. He gives life and He takes away life. And besides Allah Ta'ala, you have none to protect you nor to assist you. Allah give us tawfiq.